Hello, and welcome to the FM Podcast. I'm Jen Fritz, and I run Fritz Media, a music publicity and digital marketing firm located in Vancouver, Canada. And this is episode number 8 of the podcast. So on this week's episode, I'm talking to Vancouver musician and Fritz Media client, Bukola. And we're going to talk about what it's like to be starting out your career as an artist in the music industry right now. Now, Bukola is releasing her debut EP, Chronicles of a Teenage Mind, later this year, and her first single and video is coming out this Friday. Bukola is only 19 years old, but she's been pursuing her dreams of becoming a professional musician since she was about 9 years old and has been building momentum ever since. In fact, the CBC recently named her as one of the top 10 soulful female artists in the 2020 CBC Searchlight competition. Bukola calls her musical style acoustic soul, blending contemporary R&B and jazz music to create her own soulful sound. And she's been deeply influenced by artists such as India RE, Daniel Caesar, and her. And with the amount that she's already accomplished at such a young age, I'm sure she's going to be the one influencing many artists in the years to come. Bukola and I talk about what she's learned so far in the music industry and what it's like to be on the eve of releasing her music out into the world for the very first time. And I hope you'll enjoy our talk. Here's my conversation with Bukola. Hello, Bukola. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I have a couple midterms next week that I didn't study for yet, but I will be doing so over the weekend.
Well, that's good. Oh, God, it is midterm time. It is that time of year. Are you someone that procrastinates and waits till the last minute?
On select things. I think school is definitely one of those things, unfortunately, but I always get it done in the end. And I think that's what matters.
I mean, I think that I can totally identify with that because I was like that when I was in school too, back in those days. I don't know why that is. I think it's human nature. But if you gave me a deadline, like term paper has to be in on this day or project has to be in on this day, I would wait until the last possible moment. Like even like I would be up until 6 a.m. to get it done. Like if I had to, like, you know, it had to be submitted at 10 a.m., I would just like go all night and I would get it done. I got good grades. It's probably not the best approach, though.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend it.
No. So full transparency, you're a Fritz Media client and we're currently handling the publicity, social strategy and digital advertising for your brand new EP, which is coming out in June. And this is your very first album, very first EP, right?
Yeah, very first everything, really. It's been such a great learning experience. There's been some definitely like hard times and it's just so much work that goes into creating something that you're so proud of, but it's also been just super sweet. And I've gotten to work with so many amazing people like you, my project manager, Nathan Harland, manager, Mark Fenster. There's just a whole great team that we've built for this project. And I'm just so grateful that I'm just surrounded by such a beautiful and talented and sweet team. So yeah, I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
So much love. I love it. That's basically why I wanted to talk to you was because the theme of today's show is starting out in the music industry. And, you know, I thought it would be like so great to get your perspective on things since, you know, you're basically in the process of releasing your music for the first time. You've already got a team, it sounds like, which I'm a part of. How are you finding things so far? Are you excited? Scared? What's happening?
I'm really excited, but I'm also like super scared too, just because. So we recorded the first song when I was 17, when I was in grade 11. And that was literally just me like after school, like I take the bus to Vancouver and we go like write and record, then come home, do the same thing like the next day kind of thing, right? So we've been working on these songs for a while now. And I'm a little nervous because like I hope people love them as much as I do. But I'm also really excited too, just because I've never put any music out. And it's been a dream of mine ever since I was 9 years old to like have music out. And so it's finally coming true. So I'm very, very excited, but also a little nervous too.
Well, that's totally to be expected. I get that. So you're quite young. You're only 19 years old. And you said this has been a dream of yours since you were 9 years old. What led you to wanting to release your music? Like, what has your musical journey been like leading up to this point?
Yeah. So when I was 9, I was messing around on YouTube and I found this video of Willow Smith for her viral music video song, Whip My Hair. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever just because she was young, she looked like me, and she was having so much fun. And I was like, wow, I want to be having that much fun too. I didn't know much about music at the time, but I knew that that was what I wanted to do. And before, like, I hadn't seen people like me and like my age represented in that space. So seeing her just doing what she was doing and doing it so well inspired me to want to go down that path as well. And so, yeah, I didn't really have any knowledge of the music industry or any money to pay for lessons. So I just taught myself off of YouTube. And I would ask my dad to drive me to all these events and open mics around the Lower Mainland. And then I went to this music development workshop in Surrey called Band Aid, where Mark Fenster was doing a little seminar on the music business. And I performed at their end of event open mic thing. And he was like, wow, I want to work with you. And so from there, he's taken me under his wing. He's been so sweet and so kind and has taught me everything that I need to know about the music industry. And I'm still learning from him. And he's, you know, been responsible for really connecting the team and bringing all these people together to help me. Because without Mark, I definitely would not be in this position right now, about to release a single from my EP. I'd probably be a very sad university student right now. So I'm so grateful for him and all the work that he's done and put into my career. So yeah, that's kind of how my musical journey happened.
That's kind of how it started. So you went to that workshop or seminar or whatever it is, and you meet Mark, and Mark's now your manager as well, right? Yeah. So it was a pretty cool connection. Did you not also go to the Sarah McLachlan School of Music?
I did. Yeah. So I started going there in grade 11, and that was one of the best things ever that could have just ever happened to me, just because, again, like, paying for lessons has always been something that was a bit hard for me and not something that was possible. And so when I heard about the Sarah McLachlan School of Music and what they do for their students, I was so happy and so honored that I would be able to get to learn to sing and music for, you know, one of the first times. And yeah, it was just so much fun. I looked forward to going there like every single week. The staff is super sweet. I could see myself in my classmates, but also the staff, which is something that had never really happened for me before at school. But yeah, the SOM is just such an amazing place. It's like a home. They have such a beautiful community there where everybody supports you and everybody's so loving. So yeah, that was definitely a very, very, very sweet moment in my life. And I wish I was still able to go there.
It'd be nice, eh?
It would be so nice. Yeah, but the SOM is definitely such a sweet and amazing place.
Oh, that's so great that you're able to do that. And we're so lucky to have that within our community as well. It's good for community building.
Yeah.
Within the music community in Vancouver, that's for sure. Okay, so you're from Coquitlam, which is a suburb of Vancouver. You grew up there, and a lot of the music on your new EP, which is called The Chronicles of a Teenage Mind, is from your perspective as a young Black girl growing up in that community. Can you tell us maybe a little bit about that?
Yeah. Okay, so growing up, there weren't much Black people in our city and in our community. Actually, I think in elementary school, the only Black people there were my siblings and I, and then one other girl, and that was it. And so I wanted to address not only the challenges, but also the triumphs of growing up as a young Black woman on the EP. And that specifically addressed on one song called I Am Enough. And that was written by myself, Tanya, and Desiree, who are two beautiful and amazing Vancouver musicians who you should definitely check out because their music is absolutely amazing. But yeah, it was such an amazing experience to be able to write with them. It's always something on my mind that I always constantly try to work with other Black creatives as well. And so that was definitely such a beautiful moment for me. And just so inspiring to also learn from them because they're both so talented.
Awesome. It must have been great to write with them too. They're both such incredible songwriters.
Yes.
So your very first single, A Good Thing, is coming out this Friday. And it's also your first video. You must be excited about that. So what can you tell us about, you know, the song and the video?
Yeah. Okay. So the song was written by myself, Chin, and Aaron Ross. And honestly, it started off as just like me making fun of the player mentality that a lot of the guys at my high school had kind of adopted. And, you know, just being like, you know what, like, stop playing around, like, you know, recognize like a good woman when you see one, you know, like recognize that like we're talented, smart, like there needs to be some respect. You know, you can't just be playing around, like, you know. But I think for me, it's also just kind of grown to be just something that's like an affirmation, I guess, that I am a good thing, you know, and to never let anybody, you know, treat me less than, right? And for anybody, don't ever let anybody treat you as less than, because you all are good things and are valuable and deserve to be treated with respect. But yeah, it was such a fun song to work on. Aaron was really good at coming up with a whole bunch of the witty lines, like, you need to grow up and, you know, stop using your voice for sweet talk. Like, I think that he did such a great job of really channeling that, considering he wasn't a 17-year-old girl when we were writing it, right? So like, he did a great job of really like playing into that perspective. But for the video, that was shot by The Herd, which is an amazing production company based out of Vancouver. And the video was directed by Brock Newman, who was also such a sweet and talented director. It was so much fun because all of my friends got to be a part of the video. We also got to do some dancing. That was definitely very fun. We had like Zoom dance rehearsals too with like the director and the producer. And we're all like so scared. I swear, like the day before, my friends were like, hey, like, how complex is this dancing? Like, I can't dance. And I'm like, don't worry, I can't dance too. But like, we're gonna push through it. And so I think when you see it, you'll definitely see the hard work that we put in for the dancing. Yeah, it was just such a fun day. And I hope that comes across in the video.
Well, I think it does. I mean, I have seen the video. Before anyone else, but the dance moves are my favorite part of it, actually, because I mean, honestly, because it looks like you guys are having so much fun. And it also, I'm not a good dancer. It looks like dance moves that I could accomplish. So I also really enjoy that.
I think some really huge credits goes out to Brock because he did the editing for the video, and he really edited it to make us look like we knew what we were doing. And that's talent, because I swear I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna ruin the video. Like, they're gonna pan to me and they're gonna be like, you can't use this footage anymore. So Brock did a great job of really editing it so that we looked coherent. We looked like we were living out our best lives, and that was great. Channeling our inner Beyonce there.
Oh, totally. We're all channeling. That's what we're doing at all times.
All the time.
Let's be honest, right? So now, you mentioned earlier, like, when you saw Willow Smith, you saw yourself. I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think that is so important. You know, that's why we need to have a more diverse music industry. We need more artists out there so that, you know, people can see themselves. I just want you to talk about that a little bit and how you feel about that, because now you are actually somebody that somebody could see and be like, oh, hey, I can do that.
Yeah. I think when you see yourself represented in people that are in positions that you want to be in, you believe it's possible, right? Like, you think that, okay, like, they look like me and they were able to get there, so why can't I, right? So for me, that was definitely seeing Willow Smith, but that's also seeing people like Beyonce and, you know, local Canadian artists such as Savannah Ray and Lou Kala, mm-hmm. who are based out of Toronto, but just seeing them accomplishing so many big things in music and, you know, and they're also Black women, makes me be like, okay, like, if this is possible for them, you know, then this, it's not like completely impossible for me as well, right? Like,
yeah.
This is something that I can do. And so that definitely makes me smile, knowing that, you know, there's a possibility that another young Black girl or boy might see me and be like, hey, like, she's from Vancouver, I'm from Vancouver, or I'm also from Canada or whatever. And if she's doing this, then I can do that too, right? I think it's such a beautiful thing. And it just inspires you that you can do something, right? When you see somebody else who looks like you doing something, you're like, I can do that too. So yeah,
I think that's
the greatest honor, right? Just inspiring other people to go down the path that they see fit and chase after their calling, right? I don't think there's anything greater than that, honestly. Like, that's the best thing. Like,
It is amazing. I think it's great. So how would you describe, you have the new album coming out later this year, this summer, new single coming out this Friday. Yeah. For somebody that's discovering you, how would you describe your music to them?
That's a really good question.
I
like to describe my music as a blend of acoustic soul and contemporary R&B. So if you kind of think of Indiara meets Daniel Caesar, I think that's what my music kind of sounds like. So for those of you who don't know, I play acoustic guitar. That's my primary instrument that I taught myself off of YouTube, because you gotta love YouTube. And I joined jazz band in high school, and that was super sweet because I just got to learn more about that world and learn all those chords and stuff too, right? And that's really influenced my music. But also those contemporary R&B singers, again, like Daniel Caesar and her, and local artists such as Savannah Ray, have definitely impacted my music. So it's a blend of the acoustic, soul, R&B, jazz feels, but also the more modern and contemporary R&B styles that are also really popular right now. But
definitely. Yeah. I think that's a good description. It's funny that you mentioned Indiara, because the first time I heard your music, that's the first person I thought of. It is. It's Acoustic Soul is one of my favorite records.
I love Indiara.
Yeah, she's amazing. I do too.
Good. Oh my goodness. When I saw So she has a song called Video, for those of you who don't know.
It's on Acoustic Soul, everyone.
We're promoting Indiara here, but she's such a great artist, and her songwriting and her musicianship is unmatched. And she just has such a genuine, presence. And you just hear that when you listen to the music. And that's definitely something that I hope to have in my music, this level of authenticity that you feel like you're talking to her when you're listening to her music. Like it's such a beautiful vibe that she's created. So.
Oh, I agree. It's so good. And particularly that song Video, the first time I heard it, I was like, yes, hello.
It really spoke to me.
Yeah, same. It's so good. Oh, she's so good. So since you're just starting out in the music industry, as you said, you're learning a lot of new things every day. I'm wondering if there's any tips that you could maybe pass along to young musicians that are just starting out in the music industry too.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me has just been to show up for everything and to take every opportunity that you get presented, because you just never know what's going to come out of them. I think the example that I brought up earlier is, a great case in point, right? I went to the musician development workshop not to go find a manager and to find a management team and to with any other ulterior motives, rather than I just wanted to get better at music. And I didn't know how to do that. So I was like, okay, this is a great opportunity to just meet great people and to learn from really sweet and talented people. But from there is how I met Mark, right? And from Mark, mm-hmm. I met, the rest of my team, and, just everything happened from there, right? So you just never know what's going to happen when you show up to these things and you take chances and you say yes to these opportunities, right? You just never know what's going to happen and who you're going to meet. So yeah.
No, it's true. And especially Music BC puts on a lot of workshops, which are very beneficial. And I know they just did one on TikTok, and you were there. It was obviously a digital workshop because we're not allowed to do them in person. But you were at that TikTok workshop, and you even were brave enough to ask a question. I was so impressed.
Thanks. My hands were shaking the whole time. I was like, ah. But it was so sweet. I learned so much, because before the panel, I was like, I'm Gen Z. Like, I know everything about TikTok. Like, what are they going to teach me? But no, there's so much that I don't know. And everybody there was so knowledgeable, and we're giving out information left and right. It was so sweet to learn about it, because TikTok is such an important platform right now for musicians. So I'm so glad that I went there, and I got out of my head thinking that I knew everything, because I don't know anything. But yeah, it was such a great panel, and I'm grateful that I even showed up, because I got to learn so much.
No, I learned a lot on that panel. Those panelists were incredible. By the way, musicians out there, if you're listening, always look to your music industry associations in each province, because they put on these wonderful workshops for you so that you can learn all of these fabulous tips, because it's hard. It's hard out there. It's very hard. All right, so now it's time for our fresh content segment. Every week on the show, we discuss our favorite piece of music content for the week, and we always like to start with the guest. So, Bukola, what have you got for us?
Yeah. Okay. So I got some 90s rap music for you guys by one of my favorite musicians of all time, Tupac. He has a song called Keep Your Head Up, and it has such a beautiful message that uplifts women no matter what situation you're going through. Just know that you should just keep your head up. It's going to be okay. You'll make it through whatever you're going through. Nothing's impossible to get through. And I just think that's a really, really important message to have and to take with you during these times, just because sometimes life gets really crazy, especially during the pandemic. So I think a song as positive as Keep Your Head Up by Tupac is a great song to be listening to right now. And just to
I agree.
Those good vibes.
No, Tupac's timeless anyway. I mean, I love Tupac. You can always go back and listen to it. And he loves women and is a very big, strong supporter of women's rights. So we do love Tupac for that. So my fresh content for the week, surprisingly, is not 90s influenced, which, it's a surprise for everyone because my last few have kind of been that way. But this one is the brand new single from Vancouver band Mother Mother. They just released two new songs. They're called I Got Love and Stay Behind. And both of the songs are like completely different vibes. But I just love both of them so much. And I basically can't stop listening to them. So that is my recommendation to you. Mother Mother's new songs, I Got Love and Stay Behind. I'm sure you can find them on all of your favorite digital streaming platforms. And also, if you're on the TikTok, make sure you check out Mother Mother on there too, because they're huge on TikTok and they have really great content. In fact, they're producing some great content even for these songs. So check them out, you know, if you're there. I know you're there, so you can check them out.
I definitely will be.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us for this conversation. And I'm wondering if there's anything that you want to plug. And of course there is, because you have a new song coming out on Fridays. So
yeah, I'm so excited. I've never really gotten to plug anything because I've never had anything to plug. But there is something to plug because my newest single comes out this Friday. So you can find me on Spotify, which is my username is just Bukola. But I'm also on Instagram at Bukola Music. And my Spotify is also in the bio there if you just want an easier way to get to it. I'm also on Facebook at Bukola Music, Twitter at Bukola Music, YouTube at Bukola Balogun. And yeah, that's all where I'm at right now.
And where is your, what's your website?
Oh yes, that's important too. BukolaMusic.com, where all my socials are as well.
And that's where everything is.
Yes.
You can find it all there.
I'm also on TikTok at Bukola Music.
Oh, we almost forgot TikTok after all that.
I promise to get better. Once I start plugging myself a little more, it'll be a more cohesive 10-second pitch.
We'll get there. Your publicist has to be on it a little bit too, I think, because I'm not helping. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on the show, and have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, that was good, right? I hope you enjoyed it. It was really good to talk to Bukola and to get to know her a little bit better. Thanks so much for listening to the FM podcast. If you like the show, please tell your friends and give us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. We're a brand new show, and as I always say, we could really, really use the support. So please give us the stars, give us a rating. We'd really, really appreciate it. And thank you to Said the Whale for providing the theme music for the show. If you want to learn more about Fritz Media, check out our website at fritzmedia.ca. And you can follow us on Facebook, we're at Fritz Media, and on Instagram and Twitter at Fritz_media. And if you want to learn more about the podcast, go to the fmpodcast.com. Okay, so we're going to go out with our song of the week this week, and I've got a little bit of a treat for you this week. Now, Bukola's debut single isn't out until this Friday, but I've got it here for you right now. A little bit of a sneak listen. From her debut EP coming out later this year, here's Bukola with A Good Thing. If you only knew what a sign you, you might break your rules, even change your mind. Good night. I'll see you next Tuesday.